You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and I just want to take a brief moment to say that it's listener support that is the largest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. We are in our spring member drive. WPR makes a difference in your day, so please give now. Here is the number. It is 888-202-2552. Or go online to WPR.org. Thank you so much for your support during our spring membership campaign. Right now, we're talking about how the coronavirus pandemic is fueling fear and hate in America. Since the first report of COVID-19 on our soil, Asian Americans, especially Chinese Americans, have endured racial and ethnic discrimination. The Asian Pacific Planning and Policy Council has been following this, documenting more than 1,100 reports of hate nationwide in a two-week span. So what do you think can be done to combat racism against Asian Americans? Have you seen racist and hate speech in online posts placing blame for the coronavirus? We're at 800-642-1234. Cindy Ethan Chang is a history professor and director of the Asian American Studies program at UW-Madison. Cindy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, it's so nice to be back. Thank you.
Help us understand what's going on. Where are the incidents of racism happening here in Wisconsin that have been reported?
Yes, I think for many, what we started to see is that calling the virus, the COVID-19 novel coronavirus, something like Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus, for many, it's supposed to be this, you know, value-free, neutral term that it just means that this is where the virus comes from, and it, you know, nothing should be gained by that. But what we start to see is something different on the ground level, is that something that people believe as a neutral kind of understanding actually is resulting in verbal blame against Asian Americans. And what we see in the state of Wisconsin is that we have numerous verbal blames against for the virus against Asian Americans in Milwaukee. We see tons of reports in Madison, Wisconsin. We see this kind of increased behavior happening in Green Bay, where there's reports of vandalism on Asian markets. And then what we start to see in Marathon County and Wausau in particular are numerous reports that's even more disturbing, of blocking Hmong from entering supermarkets and businesses where they have been spit on and coughed on. And I think here the example in Wausau is particularly noteworthy, given that Hmong are the largest Asian American groups in Wisconsin. They are not Chinese Americans. The history here, many in the state are familiar with. They escaped with the secret war in Laos. And so having these kinds of verbal blame, these kinds of assaults directed on them, you really start to see that calling something like the COVID-19, the Chinese virus, isn't neutral free, they're not neutral value free. They really start to create an atmosphere of permissiveness, that it's okay to assault Asians, you know, in public settings. It's okay to direct these assaults against them.
So these assaults and these verbal attacks, it's not concentrated in one area in Wisconsin, one area anywhere. You're seeing it pervasive around the state.
Yeah, absolutely. You start to see trends. And I think the places that I've noted are, you know, some of the larger, you know, some of the areas with large concentrations of Asian Americans in Milwaukee, Dane County, in Waukesha, Marathon. And you have reports even in, you know, Appleton, Wisconsin, where they talked about in smaller communities where being an Asian American, you're more visible. And there's reports of people feeling heightened sense of fear to go out where they never felt that way before. So I think this kind of atmosphere that's been created by calling the COVID-19 something like the Chinese virus has really created a different kind of atmosphere, one that allows for people to attribute a kind of blame, verbal assault, physical attacks against Asian Americans.
We're talking with Cindy Efen-Chang. She's a professor of history and the director of Asian American Studies at UW-Madison. We're talking about reports of coronavirus discrimination against Asian Americans across the country and here in Wisconsin, with your insights on what you're seeing about hate speech, about attacks online. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Cindy, UW-Madison tracks bias, racism, and hate incidents that are reported to them. Have they been using that system to track these coronavirus-related incidents?
Well, these are, you know, these reports in large part remain anonymous in terms of the specifics of it. However, the latest tracking information that I have is that since the academic year has started, the UW-Madison has had a total of 99 reports of bias for the campus, but 55, or over half of those reports, are against Asians. And you start to see many of these came after the outbreak of the coronavirus, and many of these also involved the reporting when there was a chalking incident on campus where there were expletives and very xenophobic, racist sentiments that were chalked on our campus. So what we are seeing is that unlike other previous years, we have over half of the bias reports on our campus are against Asian Americans.
What were the repercussions of this chalking incident where the attacks were made with chalk marks on the sidewalk?
Yes, they were on two locations, on the sidewalk and directly on our campus. One was right in front of a convenience store, and there were people who were Chinese Americans that lived upstairs in the apartment. They were so fearful to go back to their place of residence. There's no updates in terms of anybody who's been found responsible or culpable for these chalking incidences. However, the school had sponsored and hosted a virtual town hall meeting that saw a two-day, one for eight from students, one for staff, that saw the one with students an attendance over 450, and the one for faculty and staff over 550 were present to talk about this growing concern for our Asian American communities.
How are these incidents affecting Asian Americans here? What are you hearing?
Oh, it is just the immense sense of fear that people are experiencing is very, very palpable. Going into a supermarket, something that you do on an everyday level, is something, it's not the same anymore. Anytime you walk out, the looks that you get, the questions, the stares, it is a very, very difficult time for many who, to go about their everyday business. In addition to just the overall, I think, unsettling that we all feel during this time.
And students can't come together to talk about it in person at all because of the stay-at-home order. Is that difficult for these students who are separated also from their families?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm really glad you brought that point up. I mean, what we're starting to see, at least around the Madison area, is that for many of the Asian Americans where they, have families in the local area, I think, they have a support system, but we have a very large group, and on most campuses in the state of Wisconsin would have a large, significant mass of international students from East Asia, either from China, from South Korea, but there is a significant critical mass of them. And for them, with the travel ban, they are very much stranded. They do not have the support system of their families. They are alone here. Many of these are very young adults, especially since they came here for schooling. And they are they have to fend for themselves. And they, they fear often for their own safety. And they are the ones who've been reporting many, many verbal attacks, verbal blame attributed to them.
We're talking with UW-Madison history professor and the director of the Asian American Studies program, Cindy Efen-Chang, as our guide to the widespread issues surrounding the coronavirus, the hate speech. Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're discussing anti-Asian American hate in communities here in Wisconsin and around the country. We're looking at the fear, the bias, the blame amid the coronavirus outbreak and how these actions have produced this rash of hate incidents and xenophobia targeting Asian Americans. How do you want your community and elected officials to address hate crimes? Have you been careful about pointing blame inadvertently? How do you discuss who's to blame, what's to blame with a child? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Cindy Yifeng Chang is our guide. She is a history professor and director of the Asian American Studies Program at UW-Madison. So, Cindy, what is law enforcement doing on this front, doing about these incidents? How can law enforcement act here?
I think law enforcement have been very critical in gathering these reports and making them known and sharing them. I think they are really great in terms of tracking statistics. But I think that many of these things, I think we have to address as a community to really look within ourselves and to think. And I think one of the most important things that I would like to also highlight is that as we talk about the racism and xenophobia that's been enhanced by the COVID-19, we have to look at the personal attacks, these verbal assaults, as one form of racism that this pandemic has revealed. The other that is also very pressing is the ones that is part of our everyday that sometimes we forget to take notice, which is the structural institutional forms where what we see is Latinxes, Asian Americans, and African Americans are disproportionately working in service sectors. So they are disproportionately reporting with higher rates of contagion and deaths. What you have statistics is Milwaukee actually is the second leading city in the nation of disparities in African-American deaths, where they account for 26% of the population, but 66% of deaths in Milwaukee. And we have to talk about how this pandemic has revealed institutional racism and classism in terms of access to healthcare, to poor housing and dense living conditions. So I think what we start to see as we talk about this is that it's twofold. We start to see racist and xenophobic attacks in terms of these directed, personalized assaults that has a trend, nationwide trend. But we also have these embedded institutional forms of racism that this pandemic is also revealing that is actually creating, you know, numerous disparities in terms of who gets contracted with the virus and who has access to healthcare.
And this racism and classism and verbal assaults and the hate speech, it's exasperated right now, but it sounds like you're saying it's also been here all along, and now it's just really more pronounced amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Absolutely, and thank you for that. Yes, it's enhanced the things that's there. Like I pointed out from the personal attacks that we see in Wausau County, the community, they understand the Hmong that's been with them. They're not from China. How could they have blame? They're not even closely related. But to be directed for these assaults, to have to attribute verbal blame, you start to see that this is creating an atmosphere where it's okay to, attack anybody who they think is East Asian for something like this. It's okay to attribute blame and to enact their fear on them. And we start to see the everydays of institutional racism that we know, the homeless, the people who don't have access to healthcare, the people who have to work low-paying jobs that we now consider essential workers. We see that these disparities that are institutionalized also play out, that it's not, again, random, that there's a disproportionate amount of those who are poor, who are minoritized populations, also reporting higher deaths and contagion for the virus.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Cindy Yifeng Chang, a professor of history, and she directs the Asian American Studies Program at UW-Madison. We're looking at the reports of coronavirus discrimination against Asian Americans across the country and what that means to people. Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Deborah now, joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I'm actually a board secretary for the Hmong Cultural and Community Agency here. I am not Hmong, but I want to bring up another issue. Several weeks ago, what we were dealing with were threats of deportation of Hmong and other people of Laotian ancestry. And that had a terrible effect in our community, including young children being afraid that they were going to be deported. Now we have this. And this week would have been our primary fundraiser to keep our agency afloat. We had to cancel that. We have a Hmong educational project every year where every fourth and fifth grader in this district can come in and learn about the history of the Hmong people. That had to be canceled. I'm sorry, I'm upset. But this community of non-Hmong people here have had more than ample opportunities to learn about Hmong history. It's inexcusable that they don't. No.
Deborah, that's all I wanted to say. Yeah, Deborah, thank you for bringing that perspective. Cindy, what are you hearing out of Deborah's story?
Absolutely. And I thank you so much. Here at UW-Madison, we actually also had an event called Stop Deportation. We invited folks from Minnesota, Release Minnesota 8, to our campus to talk about how President Trump is working with the administration, is working to resume relations with Laos to create an en masse deportation of Hmong back to Laos, where many do not have any ties. And this is an incredibly scary time. And I think what we're starting to see is that what you're also pointing to is that the means that we have to gather, to organize, to be in community, to share, is taken away from us during this time. However, I think what you're also saying is the issue is still very dear to our hearts, and that we will always, we will work together to make this issue known as well. And I thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, I mean, a cultural agency that is really a heartbeat and able to convey so many customs and culture and help with information and sharing is in itself financially strapped and is really compromised in this moment. So things that we might not even think about, that an organization that is trying to bring people together is deeply compromised, Cindy.
Yes. And I think that this is also something what you're both pointing out is that we want to return to a society, right, where we are thoughtful in our actions, that we show empathy and compassion towards each other. And these cultural centers are doing that work in spreading awareness and education. And for us to really think through in this time, if we, you know, all this, I would believe, you know, misdirected blame against Asian American communities in the United States, I think it's really taking our attention away from looking at what are the real causes of this pandemic. How does global capitalism play into this role? How does our treatment of animal husbandry, of wildlife, implicated in this? And I think that we really need to turn our attention to our stewardship of this world, of our environment, in terms of addressing these larger issues. But directing blame against certain things, not addressing deeper institutional structural racism, that is not the way to go. So my thing is, as we return, I hope we join the efforts of these cultural centers in La Crosse to create a world that is more educated and aware, and that we are compassionate, and that we are all in this together. Although we are, you know, the effects of this has deep inequities, but that we are here to support each other.
Cindy, let's turn our attention to online, because people are spending more and more of their time online. What have you seen in terms of social media and the impact on Asian Americans and hate speech there?
Yes, I think the social media has been an important outlet. One, it's allowed people, Asian Americans from across the nation, to share incidences, to make these assaults known. It's allowed people to organize, have petitions. However, online format is also a place where we start to see attacks, another form of attacks against the Asian American community. Here at Madison, for our program, when the chalking incident occurred and we were notified, we immediately wanted to show support for our Asian American community in Dane County and along the around the campus of UW-Madison. And we posted this on our Facebook page. And we are, you know, we're just one program in an institution, but this is probably a post that went viral. It had almost 900 shares.
Wow.
We had over 1,000 responses and almost 200 and 200,000 engagements. And we also had numerous comments. And while the majority were showing solidarity and support, the other comments were incredibly hurtful, xenophobic, and racist. And really, even for me, I couldn't read it too long because it made me scared. And I think that what we gather from this, though, is that what I hope that we do is use the comments that were there in the future, we can use these as teaching materials to really rethink and to archive, you know, what people are doing at this time, what are the responses, and to really grow and learn from that.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cindy Ifan Chang is a history professor and director of the Asian American Studies Program at UW-Madison. Coming up, we talk with Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call about how the coronavirus has affected the state Justice Department. Take your questions about how law enforcement is adjusting to these challenging times. Stay with us for Attorney General Call right after this news update here on the Ideas Network.